Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Retirement plans can sometimes be very confusing, maybe because there are so many types that involve a myriad of tax laws. Our next guest says that marriage and divorce can add even more complicating factors. Stephanie Vokrell is a certified financial planner and a certified divorce financial analyst, and she joins us by phone now from her office at the Financial Knot in Columbia. Stephanie, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Mike. It's good to be back.
Now, first, let's go through retirement plans, maybe just a brief overview.
Absolutely. So the different types in two different categories are qualified plans and non-qualified plans. Qualified plans being plans that are governed by a tax law from the 1970s called ERISA. Those are plans held in trust, so they are protected from creditors. They also are held in a separate account, and they are not an asset of the company. Non-qualified plans, on the other hand, are not governed by ERISA, and they are not protected from creditors. They're typically plans that are issued in what we call book entry form, and they remain an asset of the company, and therefore they may also be at risk if a company files for bankruptcy or insolvency.
And so qualified plans, normally these are 401k and pension type plans,
right.
And then the non-qualified would be typically IRAs, right?
Yes, and there are some other non-traditional non-qualified plans as well.
Some of these plans, are any of them absolutely not going to be affected by divorce?
That's hard to say because it really depends on the situation. But qualified plans, some special considerations with divorce, and these are, you know, typically your 401ks. If you're in the government or school system, sometimes you will have 457s and their profit sharing plans. One thing to think about is if you are needing to take a withdrawal, and many times you'll see that in divorce because finances can be, you know, pretty strapped, is there is a way to take a withdrawal without getting the 10% penalty if you're younger than 59 and a half. So you can do that with these qualified plans through what's called a qualified domestic relations order. Sometimes you'll hear that called a quadro. You just have to make sure you're taking that withdrawal with the quadro and not after you receive the money in an IRA or in your own 401k, and that way it will not get the penalty. You'll still be taxed but not get the penalties. You've also got defined benefit plans, and those are your traditional pension plans. They have the same considerations as I mentioned with qualified plans, but the thing you have to be careful with pension plans in divorce is that sometimes the language will not allow the non-employee spouse to decide when they get their benefit, but the non-employee spouse will only receive their benefit when the employee spouse decides to retire and take a benefit. We do see a lot of non-qualified deferred comp plans, and these are plans that are funded by an employee who's deferring some of their current compensation until a later date. And you have to be careful with these in divorce because, as we mentioned before, these non-qualified plans are non-ERISA plans, and therefore they are subject to a company insolvency. And so if you're trying to split that asset, it can, you know, have some risk there.
How about IRAs? Are they a little simpler to deal with in a divorce?
Oh, absolutely. So IRAs, SEPs, simple IRAs, traditional IRAs, Roth IRAs, they do not need a qualified domestic relations order. You can usually just split those with the custodian. The custodian will open an account for your spouse, and there is an IRS code that allows spouses to transfer assets between each other, and it's not a taxable event.
Well, Stephanie, as always, great information. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Mike.
Stephanie Vokrell is a certified financial planner and a certified divorce financial analyst with the Financial Knot in Columbia, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, or you can connect with us and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.